$1,000. Unbelievable. Stay where you are. Heidi Harris. You hear her every morning, 9 a.m. to noon, here on AM 670 KMZQ. She'll join us. So will Mark Hutchison, founding partner for Hutchison Stephan. We'll do that and more coming up in our next hour. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. For 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. At a news conference, Bryan, Texas Police Chief Eric Buskey tells KBTX there was a mass shooting Thursday afternoon in his city.
At about 2:30 this afternoon, Bryan police received a call to Kentmore Cabinets of an active shooter. Officers responded to the scene and arrived in a fairly short period of time. However, the shooter had gone by the time officers got here. They did, however, discover some people hurt that had been shot.
At least one person has died and five other people were wounded in the shooting. Buskey told reporters he believes the shooting suspect is an employee at the Kentmore Cabinets location. The shooting happened in the bays in the plant where employees make cabinets. A state trooper was later shot during a manhunt that resulted in the suspected shooter being taken into custody. Grimes County Sheriff Don Soule says a male suspect in the shooting was arrested in the tiny town of Iola, about 30 miles away from the cabinet plant. The number of children alone at the U.S.-Mexico border has reached an all-time high. We hear more from correspondent Mike Kempen reporting.
The U.S. government picked up almost 19,000 children traveling alone across the border last month, the largest number ever recorded. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the March total was about double the February total and easily surpassed the previous high of just under 11,500 in May 2019. The increase coincides with the Biden administration's decision to exempt unaccompanied children from being immediately expelled. Instead, the children are released to sponsors in the U.S. while being allowed to pursue their cases for asylum in immigration courts. Mike Hemp in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 57 points, the NASDAQ rose 140, the S&P advanced 17, oil down 17 cents to $59.60 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
It involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With volatility in tech stocks, changing interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 411-411 to find out how. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Nye County is ready to reopen. Its county commission has told staff to allow businesses to operate at 100% capacity and fully open all county and town offices. The panel also passed a resolution asking the Nevada legislature to rescind the state's pandemic emergency declaration. The commission plans to review a reopening plan at its April 20th meeting. The state is planning to transfer most mitigation mandates over to local governments on May 1st. A spokesperson for Governor Sisolak says Nye County officials have been taking part in those meetings. MGM Resorts is expanding its on-site COVID-19 vaccination clinic. The Mandalay Bay Convention Center site is set to begin allowing entertainers at MGM Resort shows and those working at leased outlets at MGM properties to sign up for on-site vaccinations beginning on Tuesday. The location already accepts appointments for MGM Resort's employees and their immediate family. The number of wrong-way drivers is on the rise. Nevada Highway Patrol officials say since the beginning of the year, they've responded to 139 wrong-way driver calls compared to 128 at the same time last year. No surprise, the NHP says the vast majority of wrong-way drivers have been found to be impaired.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
It's a slow go on the 515 right now, eastbound at Main Street. That's causing some congestion on that transition of those leaving Interstate 15 northbound. Also, 515 westbound at Eastern. And look for some congestion on the Beltway, too. 215 southbound at Jones and 215 westbound at Tenaya.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Thursdays are always just a little bit more fun on Live and Local because guess who joins us? Heidi Harris. You hear her weekdays 9 a.m. to noon right here on AM 670 KMZQ. And Heidi joins us. How you doing, dear?
Hello. I just took a short nap and I just woke up and I'm looking at all the additional restrictions or freedoms we're supposed to take for granted that suddenly they're giving us back inch by inch, like, you know, karaoke bars opening now, but you have to be 12 feet away from each other, fumigate the mic, you know, that kind of nonsense.
Does that mean no duets?
You know, that's a great question. That is an excellent question, Kevin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you're going to do duets, you have to be 12 feet apart with separate mics, I think. Something like that. So no more of that islands in the stream or anything. None of that allowed.
Oh, my God. Well, and then you've got the president trying to take our guns away in the Rose Garden and essentially saying, this doesn't conflict with the Second Amendment. Huh?
I know this clown. And then I got a text message on my text line for my show today getting mad at me for calling Biden or Sisolak. How can you call them clowns? Whenever you call them clowns, I turn off the radio. Well, that's fine, pal. They work for us, and if I want to call them clowns, I will, because it's a clown show. Oh, my gosh, it's crazy. And I'm sure you saw the story, because I'm just waking up, so I'm sure you covered it. When now going to require these employees either have the vaccine or have to have a negative test. And the interesting thing, and forgive me if you've already said this, the interesting thing about it is now they're saying that tests will only cost money if they have them done at the health department. Ding, 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 ding. So they're going to make you pay as an employee for a test every week at the WIN? Wow.
Now, wait a minute. I thought those are supposed to be free.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying they're free if you get them done at the health department, but they're not free if you get them done on property. So they expect you to, what, drive down to the health department every week and get a test, what, every Monday after you've had 2 days off, whatever your Monday is? I mean, this is nuts.
Now I know the WIN has lost millions and millions and millions, maybe $1 billion, but do they have to make it back make some of that money back on the backs of their employees?
Well, you know what the Gaming Control Board is doing. The Gaming Control Board, as you know, is trying to strong arm them into getting everybody vaccinated in order to have their capacity increased in these hotels. That's one of the reasons they've been saying for the last week or two, MGM and Caesars, all these different ones are putting vaccine clinics in there and trying to get everybody vaccinated because they want to get open to 100%. Although, I got to tell you, looking at the pictures on the strip and everything, it looks like we're pretty much, for all intents and purposes, back pretty well already.
I want to ask you about what's going on around the state. There are 8 counties now that have opened up. Nye County is the latest, and they are essentially, they've told their businesses there, open up to 100%. Don't wait for May 1st. We don't know what kind of stuff they can do then or what the governor will allow them to do. You like that? Do you like the idea of jumping the gun?
Yeah, I think anybody should be able to do whatever they want to. I did see there was one story I read about it this morning where a woman who owns a business was saying, well, you know, I'm going to keep it on a little longer. I want to live a little longer. Well, that's fine. That should be her choice. Go ahead. Wear your mask forever if you want to. Wear your mask, walking your dog, driving your car. That's fine with me. I don't care. But these counties should be able to open up. What's going to be interesting is when the brothels can open up. That's what I want to know, Kevin. When are the brothels opening up?
Well, hey, I honestly thought that once they opened the karaoke places, that the brothels would be right behind them.
Hey, come on. There are far fewer germs on a karaoke mic than a hooker.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I absolutely love it. But but the idea, though, of these counties essentially thumbing their nose at the governor, and now there are 8 of our 17 counties that have done that. We, of course, here in Clark County have not done that.
Well, I think, listen, we've got a county commission with a bunch of Democrats on it. They're doing everything they possibly can to try to appease him, which I don't understand. And, of course, a lot of them are in the, you know, listen, a lot of people are scared. A lot of people are in the tank with the governor. We know that's an issue. So, who knows what they're going to do May 1st? Obviously, it seems to me that genie has left the bottle, that we need to just reopen. And if they're going to take specific directives and steps and this and that, then fine, let these hotels do that. Let the customers decide where they feel comfortable, which I've been saying practically since day one of this whole mess. Customers should decide, and then business owners will say, oh, if everybody's not wearing masks, people won't come here. Or they'll say, wow, I still pack the place every night without people wearing masks. That's the way it should be done.
Do you fear a medical surge of COVID-19? If on May 1st, Marilyn Kirkpatrick in Clark County said, we're going to 100%, no mask mandate, come on out, have some fun, we're reopening for real. Do you worry about a surge?
No, I don't, because I think that we've pretty much reached herd immunity from the standpoint of, we've got 33 million people in America who've had this, not died, but had this, right? And the CDC's own numbers say that the actual number of people who've had it has been 6 to 8 times that. You do the math on that. I mean, how many people do you know where one person in the family is on record as having it, and four or five people have had it. I know many people like that. My husband never got tested. I know he had it. So there are all kinds of cases like that. So you take that number, even if you quadruple it to 120 million people who've had COVID, they've got some type of immunity. And I was just watching a doctor the other day talking about the whole point that, you know, natural immunity is the best kind of immunity. I mean, I'm a little young for this, you are too, but back in the day, they used to do chickenpox parties and things like that. The idea being, everybody gets exposed, everybody gets this, and people are just going to have immunity. I'm not advocating that for COVID, but the point is natural immunity used to be considered the best thing. And now we're acting like that's not good enough, we need a vaccine. So I'm not worried about a big surge. I don't think it's coming.
So in other words, we can reopen and do it without fear that everybody's going to get infected and we're going to end up at 21% positivity rate again.
Well, I don't know that everybody's going to get infected. And remember, a lot of people are going to get this and not be infected from the standpoint of sick. They may have this. They could possibly spread it. I get it. But as far as people dropping dead, people being sick from it, I mean, it used to be you got the flu, you stayed home for a week. That was it. Everybody acts like this is Ebola or something. Or the Spanish flu, where the rates of death were tremendous, especially with young and healthy people. That is not the case with this. So we're forcing healthy people to stop living, curtailing their rights, hurting their business, so somewhere somebody's grandma won't get this. Well, somebody's grandma needs to stay home then.
In our final couple of minutes, nine sheriffs across Nevada have joined nearly 300 sheriffs from around the country urging Joe Biden to secure the southern border. The counties that where their sheriffs have done this, Eureka, Douglas, Lyon, Nye, Churchill, Elko, Lander, and White Pine counties, and Carson City. As you probably know, you did not see Joe Lombardo signing that. Is Joe Lombardo, I mean, if he's running for governor, my question is it as a Republican or a Democrat? He sounded more like a Democrat to me when he doesn't sign this letter.
Well, that's probably true. I think he'll probably run as a Republican. I just ran into him the other day, and he was, got anything to confirm? No, not yet. But now, of course, it looks like he has confirmed that he's considering running for governor. I've heard this for months, too, and I'm sure you have, too, that he may run. You know, I don't know. I mean, it would have been nice if he'd signed the letter. I mean, you know the numbers on this. 171,000 people were apprehended in March. 171,000. Something like 20,000 of them were unaccompanied minors. That's not people coming in with kids. That's children with nobody around to give a darn. That's terrifying, and it's horrifying for these children. I'm just brokenhearted. What is happening to them? Where are they going to go? And with Trump, they weren't coming in. Keep them on the other side of the border. I don't care where they came from. This is strictly on Biden.
Wow. I know of only one guest that you're going to have on your show tomorrow, because that guest is me at 11:35. but who else are you having tomorrow?
Well, we got Victor Jakes. He joins us every Friday. He's going to give us a legislative update. A lot of, as you know, this is always how it goes, right? The first couple of weeks of the legislative session, they don't get a lot done. There's a lot of chatter. Yet. Well, at the very end, they try to jam a lot of things in. So we'll talk with Victor Jakes about that. Vital Vegas will join us. He's Vegas' favorite blogger. Scott Robin is his name. He'll join us in the 11 o'clock hour tomorrow. So always lots of fun on Friday.
It's always fun being with you. Thank you so much. We'll talk mañana.
Thanks, honey. Sounds good.
There you go. That's Heidi Harris. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon, including tomorrow. I had a chance to visit with Daniel Honcharoo, who is with NPRI. He's the director of legislative affairs, and he's been covering the Nevada legislature. And I asked him about week 10 and what week 10 has been all about. In fact, we will go to that in just a minute. We'll take a break first, and then we'll go to Daniel Honcharoo. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Daniel Honcharu is Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. He's been covering the 81st Nevada Legislature. We're into week 10. And earlier today, I had a chance to visit with him and asked him what week 10 has been all about.
Hey, Kevin. Good to hear your voice. You are correct. We are approaching the end of week 10. We're now well beyond the half-point way in the session, which ends June 1st. The big deal this week is tomorrow is a major deadline. A bill must pass its first House committee by tomorrow, or else it will be dead going forward. With a few exceptions. And one thing I'll point out here is that we're going to see a lot of very good, broadly supported bills die, having never been heard in several cases, purely due to partisan reasons. And this is one aspect of the 2021 legislative session. That just is really striking how partisan this session has been. And actually, Assemblywoman Robin Titus, who was the minority leader on the Assembly side for the GOP, wrote a great op-ed in the Nevada Indy recently on this topic, demonstrating how Democrats have been wholly unwilling to even debate the merits of some of the bills presented by the GOP. And let me give you a couple of examples of good bills that we know have huge public support that Democrats totally ignored and will likely die tomorrow. The first one is Assembly Bill 183, which would bring transparency to the collective bargaining process. We've been boosting this issue for months. We know it's supported by a 4-to-1 margin among Nevadans, including 2/3 of union members. But this bill was not even called for a hearing, which speaks to the power and influence of government unions primarily, and I think it's tragic.
Tell me why the people don't rise up. I mean, if there are bills like this that have high support among people, I know there's another bill dealing with school choice, and school choice has, a lot of folks, people of color, people of all ages, and yet it's not even going to get a sniff of going forward.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's characteristic of what we viewed the entire session. You're right. There's numerous school choice bills out there. We know that school choice dominates public polling, 70-80% support in most cases, especially among, you know, lower served populations. So the idea that Democrats wouldn't even approach these bills that their constituents are just begging for, again, just shrieks of partisan politics. You know, I think this past year, 2020 and now into 2021, has demonstrated the extent to which our public school system has failed our kids and is continuing to fail our kids. And unless we pass some of these reforms that teacher unions won't allow Democrats to vote yes on, the system's never going to change. We could give, you know, Clark County schools $5 billion tomorrow, and I wouldn't expect student outcomes to improve that much. You know, there are too many institutional infrastructural problems wrong with the system.
I want to ask you about how Republicans in the minority are dealing with this. I mean, you've got Carrie Buck, who didn't have a single bill heard, and she had some great legislation, some really common sense stuff that should have had bipartisan approval. How are Republicans dealing with this?
Well, yeah, you are correct to point out Senator Buck because of the numerous bills she is permitted to propose as a freshman lawmaker. You know, she didn't have a single bill heard. She had a couple of bills that we really liked that we thought might appeal broadly. One of them was Senate Bill 152, essentially trying to bring more transparency to what's being taught in public schools. I think a lot of the public is wholly unaware of what's happening with identity politics, with critical race theory, with the 1619 Project, which seeks to frame America as an evil nation founded on slavery and nothing else. So that would have been a great bill. You know, another one from her, Senate Bill 221, simply would require that new government workers kind of get a crash course on how our public retirement system works. We actually just released, we at MPRI just released a poll yesterday showing that, generally speaking, government workers have no idea how their benefit system works. And so we're just trying to bring more sunlight to the issue and properly inform these workers going forward. But again, you know, she, Senator Buck, had zero bills heard, and it's purely partisan. You might recall that a couple of years back, she was involved in a recall attempt of current Senate leader Nicole Cannizzaro. So I suspect a lot of that is a bit of vengeance, but it's an injustice to all the constituents who voted for Kerry. So, you know, again, speaking more to partisanship, it's just been terrible.
Let's talk a little bit about some bills, some really bad bills.